I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Big Dave, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. How's it going?
Hey, you look good. You know, so we get on our, well, we're not on Zoom. We're on a podcast platform, but we like have to talk a half hour before we start about bodybuilding. It's interesting, up, right? We don't see each other anymore. So one of the things that that is kind of happening with everything that's going on is there's a lot of, I put it in the community. Chelsea just shifted too. And I'm watching millennials shift. And I'm going to talk about it next week. I'm watching when a millennial shifts up into these higher energies, it's amazing to see you and her and just the things, the difference in behaviors. I don't know if you guys can see it, but I sure can see it. So it's kind of cool to watch the shift. And because when you can shift young, oh, you can do anything in life, anything. So I wanted to tell you that Chelsea shifted too. To watch you two has been amazing. It's been amazing to watch. So this week, our topic is negative energy. Today's Connection Thursday, we're going to discuss the pole of the valley and the negative energy. Anything before we get started? You ready to rock this?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. You guys make sure to stay tuned for the end of the week. We will have some pretty awesome announcements.
We got some good stuff going on. So this week, we've been discussing negative energy. We've talked about the red zone energies and the levels held in the valley. We've discussed the green zone energies and the levels of the mountain. Today, let us discuss the traps and the pole of the valley that is actually designed, the resistance that comes and designed to sabotage your shift. So I think understanding negative energy is important. Negative energy is negative thoughts trapped within a person's mind by the ego. And this is done when the ego takes conscious mind control of the cage mind. Now, this creates negative emotions and feelings in the body. And this drives negative behavior in low red zone states. And this is what we call the state of restriction. The base energy is fear. And this is what would be considered the consciousness of the valley. Do you have any feedback? Do you understand that?
No, I think it's a very important place to understand.
So in the valley, behavior is driven in a state of event, judgment, reaction. This behavior is either driven from the low red zone energies in guilt, shame, disappointment, regret, or it's behavior driven from the mid red zone energies of the valley in anxiety, worry, avoidance, fear, or it's the behavior driven from the high red zone energies in jealousy, anger, hatred, and resentment. So it's important to understand that these energies are driving behavior and there's distinct characteristics of behavior. So the cause of negative energy stems from the programs held in mind. Now, these programs were set for you as a child. This is what set the ego, the identity. And this is set with its self-esteem. So if you feel you can't do something, that life is happening to you, that you have no control, this will activate the negative energy. Another program of the identity set for you was self-worth. If you feel undervalued, or if you feel you don't deserve success, money, health, love, even the love of God, this will activate the negative energy. And another program of the identity set for you was self-image. This is how you see yourself in your perception of the world, your perception of life. This is the programming that projects what you see. If what you see outside does not match what you hold in mind, you will sabotage your efforts to change, to grow. The self-image is also your perception of how you believe others see you. With statements like, I wish I was prettier, you believe others perceive you as ugly. So you understand those the identity and the ego?
Yeah, for sure. And one of them, actually this week, I saw a friend I haven't seen in a long time. He goes, man, you look great. I'm not used to Marshmallow Dave, not seeing Marshmallow Dave. And to me, I never thought of myself that way, you know, like, and for him to say it was, it's other people's perception, but that's not what I held. So I never saw it until he said, and I said, hold up, what did you just say? He goes,
did you smack him around a little bit?
He goes, no offense, you look great. And I was like, he goes, but before you were a little fluffy. And I was like, man, you know, it's funny. I guess other people thought that, but I never thought that really of myself. So it's one of those things that, you know, you can't change the world's point of view, but I didn't hold it. So it wasn't what I saw in everybody else.
Interesting. It really is. And when you look at your old pictures, you were a little marshmallow-y. So the identity, the identity, the ego is set for you. It was set in the valley. This is what sets your habitual state. This is what drives your behavior, as we discussed yesterday. So if you were set in low valley red zone energies, you will struggle with depression, addiction, and be very dependent on others. If you were set in the mid valley red zone energies, you will struggle with avoidance, procrastination, anxiety, and suffer resistance. If you were programmed in the high valley red zone energies, you will struggle with finding joy, happiness, and fulfillment. So this is a way for you guys to understand this. Understand that words never reveal an individual. Always their behavior will do that. Somebody can talk a game and then all of a sudden they don't do anything. You know that they're really habitually set in fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful when you understand this for you. It's for you dealing with life, dealing with friends, dealing with business, dealing with customers, dealing with family. Man, when you understand this, you drop your expectations and you move more into reality.
Yeah,
do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we talk about creating change, the only way to create real change is to shift your consciousness. This is all about increasing vibration, energy to the higher levels. This is the process of shifting your habitual state. Now, the challenge every single person on the planet faces, to change one's life, one must change their behavior. To change behavior, one must change their identity. And this is actually an unnatural process for the human being. Our program identity serves to maintain our perception, our expectations of how life should be, how people should act, how life is supposed to work. This is all set so we can maintain certain behavior with the sole purpose to serve our role among our tribe. Now, this function and operation worked perfectly for 200,000 years. As gathered hunters, life was lived in tribes of 100 or so members. Our ancestors' survival depended on each member's behavior set within the role. Today, this function and operation of the Homo sapien no longer serves the individual. In fact, this is the cause of all violence and disruption we see in society today. That's understood, right,
yeah.
David?
Yeah, for sure. And it's apparent.
When you really see it, when you rise, you really see it, don't you? So the key in creating a shift in your habitual state is to understand the human being and create practices to work within the function and operation of the Homo sapien. So let's discuss what it takes and the pull of the valley and negative energy. And let's get into this episode a little deeper. So the first step in shifting out of the valley is awareness. And that's what we're going to focus on today. You know, you have to understand, next week I'm going to take it to a level of transformation. Today, I want you guys to build awareness of why you behave the way you behave. It's so important. If you can understand this episode, maybe you can have a little forgiveness for you. Maybe you can have a little bit of, you know, compassion for yourself, because you'll start to understand that 95% of your behavior is driven from those programming and that habitual state that is held in mind. So the first step in shifting of the valley is the awareness that you are in the valley. I know it sounds dumb, right? But most people are exposed to negative energy without being aware that they are in negative energy. Being stressed out becomes what they consider a normal state. So the first thing is you got to aware what negative energies are. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think so many people are just going through their own motions that they don't know whether they're negative or not. And most of the time they don't think they're negative because they got so used to doing it on a day-to-day basis.
And that's the first thing. The second, to move out of the valley, one must move out of the ego. The challenge is the ego has become your identity. It's who you believe you are, right? This is the way I am. And to break the ego's hold, it's essential you discover your purpose. This is when you split the eye of identification, the ego red zone states, and the eye of presence in the green zone states. Knowing your purpose will change everything because you'll also understand your pendulum. You will understand what your motivated behavior is, but you'll also understand your aim, what you're here to expand. But I think one of the most important things about purpose is understanding when you're in the valley, what drives you into the valley, your thoughts on that.
Yeah. And I think too many people beat themselves up because they notice their ego after they've reacted. But that's still a good thing, especially like we're talking about being in the valley. If you just have the awareness after the fact, that's a win. But so many people beat themselves up because like, oh man, I let my ego get the best of me. You did, but now you know. So many people just, that person pissed me off and that's the end of it, instead of saying, I let my ego take over. And that's where I made the biggest shift, where I started to notice after and started to apologize after, or, you know, do stuff after the fact. I didn't just let it slide and say, oh, maybe next time.
And then you execute the let go the techniques that we teach you, right? It works. Well, the third thing that you need is to look closely at these energies we're talking about. You want to look at the different frequencies of the energy. Then you want to take the five life categories: career, finance, health, relationship, personal and spiritual development, and figure out your habitual state of vibration. It's very simple. You just got to be honest with yourself. When I look at career, where's my behavior? When I look at finances, where's my behavior? When I look at health, where's my behavior? And that will tell you your habitual state. Your thoughts on that, David?
Honesty. It's a hard thing to do, but once you do it, it's a starting point in order to
change your life. Change your life. Don't lie to yourself because the ego's lying. You want to know where you're at, because when you know where you're at, you know how to get out. You cannot get out of something if you don't know you're in something. So that's why we're talking about awareness. And the fourth thing in awareness is each of you must have the awareness of the pole of the valley and the negative energy of resistance. And that's what we're going to discuss today. So the valley is the comfort zone set through the stages of development. If you change your habitual state and move up the mountain, especially to the first summit, stage four of development, self-authoring mind, this is that 310 willingness energy, you actually change the comfort zone. And the reason you change the comfort zone is you have self-authored your life, which means you have written your self-worth. You have written your self-esteem. You have written your self-image. You have written it and programmed it. And this changes the comfort zone. And this shift state, one's habitual state allows them to live and be in the state of shift. ready to listen, willing to learn, able to do. This vibration does not get met by the strong resistance of the valley. But until the individual hits that 310 to 349 energy of willingness, they must deal with the resistance pull of the valley and the red zone. And there are five types of resistance the comfort zone and the ego will employ to pull you off the mountain and keep you stuck in the valley. So I'm going to jump into these. Any comments on that shift into willingness? We've seen Coach Felix rewrite his self-esteem, his self-worth. It's amazing to watch his behavior change because he's rewritten and self-authored his mind.
Yeah, no, I just think it's one of those things as you're going through it. Hearing it almost doesn't make sense. Trying to explain it makes almost a little less sense, especially when you're not there to receive it. But once you're going through, it's like, oh, this feels right.
Yep. Yeah. So those in the community, call Coach Felix out. He'll tell you about it. He'll tell you, ask him, how do you deal with money now? Or how do you deal with your daughter? How do you deal with your health? Ask him. He'll tell you because his behavior dictates his state. And he's really going to answer it well for you guys, you know? And it's a recent shift, so it's kind of fun to talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, he'll tell you. So what are these five types of resistance? Number one is physical resistance. This pull of the valley can be tied to bad lifestyle habits, a bad diet, or lack of exercise. Because when you have a bad diet or do not exercise, you will lock the body in negative. You will lock yourself in a disrupted stress response. And if the mind has any type of conflict, which we know it cannot be stopped, the individual cannot move the brain or the nervous system to the green zone mountain energies. Now, also, physical resistance comes in the form of the body getting sick. Not feeling good is a big expression when people start coaching. They are too tired, another strong expression. Many people who start coaching actually get sick. And they get their body, they're not really sick, but the body thinks they're sick. Because this is all stemming from the mind attempting to move the energy from the valley, the negative energy, to the mountain, positive energy, and the ego is upset. And what happens? The body supports the upset. That's physical resistance. We've seen it through everything you've watched since you started working in the clinics. You'll see it. The moment somebody starts to change, they'll catch a cold. The moment they start to change, they get a stomach ache. The moment they start to change, they get a panic attack. It's like, it's almost going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Your thoughts?
It happened to me in the beginning of the year.
Physical resistance.
I was as peak as possible, you know, and I'm like, why? And then I said, oh, I know why. I know exactly why. It's one of those things, having the awareness kind of lets you, it's the road signs.
Because once you see it, it breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't see it, you think, oh, I got to go to the doctor. Every time you go to the doctor with this, there's nothing wrong with you. Every person that goes to the doctor with this is never anything wrong because there isn't. It's the body supporting the mind and the ego's pissed off. That's really what it is. So number two, pull of the valley resistance is emotional resistance. Now, this pull of the valley stems from the activated program conflict moving into one of the three ego programs. That means a conflict activated, it was not brought into resolution, and it activated one of the three ego programs. One, resentment program. This is holding conflicts that have not been brought to resolution. The red zone energies of 150 anger and 175 drives behavior to be aggressive. This creates an emotional resistance to change. Number two is a regret program. This holds all conflicts tied to relationship, including relationship with yourself, not brought to resolution. You're trapped in the low red zone energies. Now there's feelings of grief, apathy, guilt, and this drives behavior to be depressive. Again, it's emotional resistance to you moving out of the valley onto the mountain. And then there's number three, the ego program of the fear program, the emotional resistance of worry and anxiety. And this traps one in the valley by paralyzing action and ramping up stress. So you understand what the emotional resistance is. They're stuck in the activated programs.
Yeah, for sure. It's strong.
And so, and you know, it's going to, that's when all the techniques that we teach you, but first is awareness, right? That's where the let go technique. We'll get into that next week, but it's first seeing these different resistances that trap people in a lower negative energy. Now, the number three pole of the valley keeping you in negative energy is social resistance. This pole of the valley can be also present as the push of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing you out, right? On one hand, you step out, you move to the energy of integrity, 200 courage, the base of the mountain, and you begin working on yourself. The tribe will activate social resistance to pull you back into the behavior of the identity that was set for you. This identity is held in perception of those who make up your tribe. They have expectations stemming from their programs of who they believe you are. If your behavior goes against this, they will do whatever it takes to pull you back into the valley. Now, on the other hand, social resistance stops you from ever trying to leave the valley. That's the push of social resistance. So you get all excited, you tell your family that you're going to write a book, and you are super pumped, but are met by bouts of laughter, ridicule. You are embarrassed, fear energy. You now have doubt, fear energy. You become skeptical, fear energy, and thus you never even start writing the book. And also the social resistance push of the valley can come from culture. So if you're programmed to be a blue-collar factory worker and decide to become an entrepreneurial business person, the programming you carry in mind will build doubt, skepticism, and stories of being trapped, all fear energies.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your thought on social resistance? Because you've gone through a lot of that this year.
Yeah, no, I've seen the pull, you know, both ways, and even the positivity part almost feels like a pull, you know, sometimes where your friends try to, you know, hype you up or get you going or, you know, trying to be so supportive of it that it almost makes things awkward for you and it makes you feel like, oh, you know what, maybe I'm an inconvenience. And it almost makes you kind of want to give in even though they haven't tried to make you give in. So it's like your ego is trying to flip the role on you, you know, to make it feel. One of the funny things is, you know, Bobby, we talk about him all the time. He's his own business owner, right? I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's doing it.
Yep.
And I make jokes with him. I say, man, you're blue collar, right? He goes, so and what? I said, are you though? He goes, well, yeah. I'm like, are you? Around us, he talks as a business owner. But when he's not around us and he talks about like with his friends or the coworkers, he's blue collar. He doesn't talk like an employer. He talks like an employee. So it's funny how the social resistance to avoid that awkwardness that I was just talking about, you start to adapt to your surroundings so you can avoid it. And it's a very interesting thing to see or at least witness if you have that awareness.
And that's the want to belong. Mm-hmm. You change your behavior to belong to the group. And one of the big things, and this is Kevin, my son-in-law, we're talking about, one of the big things for him was he wanted to get out of that trap of working for other people. It took a lot of courage for him to do that. He had to step back. It's been a huge growth for him. Yet, that's a little bit of imposter syndrome he's still going through, but it's new.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for him, right? Mm-hmm. So he's got a little imposter syndrome in there, and that is social resistance.
Yeah.
So what happens is you're going in, right? And you want to belong. So you change your behavior to belong to the group, but you really don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the social resistance will cause you to sabotage yourself. It's a good thing you pointed that out and helped him with that because he needs to see it because he would sabotage himself eventually.
Yeah, for sure. And it's one of those things I tell him, like, you're doing great. I'm proud of you. But I don't think you know how great you're doing because you haven't fully stepped into one or the other yet.
And so how does he deal with stress? He eats. God, he eats a lot. We aren't even going to get into how he eats so much that we ordered breakfast, and two orders, mine and David's order, never got through. So we were short two breakfasts, but Bobby ordered so much that we had plenty of food. just got to throw him under the bus. All right, number four pull of the valley, intellectual resistance. This pull of the valley is what stops growth, expansion, and the rise of that higher vibration energy. One gathers so much knowledge that they believe they know everything. This resistance is being stuck in the cage mind. Now, one way intellectual resistance traps one in the valley is through repeated failures, such as trying to lose weight. The individual knows what to do, but never does it. When someone states, "I know," but does not do, this is intellectual resistance. They have knowledge, but no experience, so they really don't know. Now, another way intellectual resistance pulls one into the valley is a degree, a college degree, or becoming an expert at something. This closes off further learning. It cuts off any possibility of growth and change. We can see this in the medical field. Those initials MD creates a cage. With all the studies, as an example, with all the studies and evidence about hormones and hormone replacement therapy and TRT, there are still doctors stating this causes cancer. Not only is this wrong, it's actually ignorant. It's not that the doctor is stupid. They are trapped in the valley through intellectual resistance. They are unwilling to learn. And they're the doctor, so they're the expert. And it doesn't happen just in the medical field. It happens when people think they're experts. They stop the beginner's mind. It can happen in the wellness field. I'm very careful of that because I would have never discovered the MOTC enzyme that comes through weightlifting that reverses diabetes if I was closed-minded. I would never be taking my regular diet, 40% carbohydrates, 40% protein, and 20% fat, and being in the best shape of my life in my 60s if I was closed-minded. You know, so I like the evidence base. I like the new science, and I try not to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've heard me do since the day you met me on that.
Yeah, for sure. And the crazy thing about it is once you start to do that, you really do stop learning. For me, I have one class left for my AA, and everybody asks, why don't you get it? I was like, because one, I don't want people to credit me doing everything I do and all the success that I have because of a degree. I don't need it, and I don't want it. If I wanted it, then go back. If it's a something you want to do for yourself. But
sure.
I think it shows and it gives an example to inspire a lot of people who feel like school isn't their thing, that you could do it without it. So for me, it's a bigger purpose than just not doing it. But the amount of people when I say that, they freak out. I'll do the class for you. I'm like, I don't need it. I don't think you understand that. And it's people that are working, jobs they hate and stuff like that telling me
they need it.
I'm like, no, I don't need it.
So also in the millennial population, you can see this with people that had early success in social media. They don't change. They don't move anything, right? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think people get stuck to that thing that it worked in the beginning and then they stick to it. And then when it starts to fall, it's victim mentality. Instead of adapting, changing, keeping up with the world exactly the way that it always is constantly changing and faster than it ever has. People expect that, it used to work. So why aren't you changing it? Because it works.
Intellectual resistance.
And then it's just, they know that they need to, but they won't because they're scared if they change, then they'll lose what little they have left versus the reward that they could possibly be getting.
Absolutely. That's intellectual resistance. That's exactly what it is. And so then the last one of the pole of valley is number five, spiritual resistance. This is the trap of the ego. Spiritual resistance is set through being stuck in judgment. When we judge, we decide against what is. This drives behavior to defend an attack. And there's no way you can escape the red zone energies, the valley. No way can you expand, and climb to the mountain. No way can you get to the energy of integrity, which is courage, when you're in the state of event, judgment, and reaction. In that state, ego has control of your life. And that is what we call spiritual resistance. Basically, call it that because you're stuck in a cage mind and you're not connected to the creation mind, where all spirit happens. That's why I called it that. Mm-hmm. Any comment on that or anything like that? Those no. five resistances?
No. I think everybody's experienced it. Like we said in the beginning, awareness and honesty is the only way that yep. you'll actually recognize these.
And so when we look at it, today was all about, you know, what has to happen for you to understand. Next week, understand and awareness. Next week, we will discuss the process of transcending the valley, and transcending the red zone energies and moving your habitual state to the mountain and the green zone energies. We'll talk about it next week. But today, review what you must become aware of in order to transcend these higher vibrations. Because if you don't understand what we talked about today, you will get trapped. So we talked about four measures of awareness. One, understand the energies. Look at them, understand them, print them, use them, discuss them. Look at where you're at. Look at them, study them. Number two, discover your purpose and the pendulum of your purpose, your swing into the red zone energies, and what is your motivated behavior. Each purpose, I'll get into these next week too, each archetype has its unique qualities of behavior, but each of them has their pull into the valley and the red zone. And number three, be honest and find your current habitual state. Where is it? Don't judge yourself. Just see where you're at. And I can tell if you're listening to this podcast, you might be habitually in the mid energies of fear, but most of you are going to be in the high energy of the red zone or the low energy of the green zone. That's where most of you are going to be, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So that's, I could tell you that for sure. And then number four, what we just talked about, understand the pull of the valley and those resistances, the physical resistance, emotional resistance, social resistance, intellectual resistance, and spiritual resistance, because when it gets activated and you have awareness, it can't pull you into the valley. It can't pull you off the mountain, and it can't block you from going to the mountain. It's awareness, people. That's all I got, Dave. What you got?
Yeah, no, I just think just please understand the difference between being honest with yourself and judging yourself. There's a difference between pointing out the things that you need to fix and then beating yourself down on the things that you need to fix. There's very two energies of doing it. And I know
one is judgment and one is awareness.
Yeah, because, exactly. You know, it says, okay, well, I need to stop drinking on the weekends. You know, that's one way of being honest, or saying, you know what? I'm so bad at drinking on the weekends. Like, I'm never going to change. There's such a big difference in whether you're stepping forward or you're planting that anchor where you're at. Because one is saying, okay, well, next weekend, guess what you're going to do? You know, you're going to drink because you're upset that you drink. The other one is maybe you drink less. I count that as a win already. It's the honesty going into it, or even having the awareness going out of it. It says, damn, I messed up this weekend. Instead of saying,
and
oh,
if you
well.
Know your state, you'll know why you mess up, mm-hmm. right? If you're stuck in the mid red zone energies, you're avoiding. You're in fear. If you're stuck in the high red zone energies, you're always seeking something outside yourself for mm-hmm. joy and happiness.
Yeah.
If you're stuck in that low green zone, you're still in force and you might be bored. You might have good things, but you maybe don't value your health mm-hmm. and not drinking. That's a big thing that people don't realize. They think they value their health because it's the politically correct thing to say, but your behavior will tell you if you really value your health.
Yep, and just give it time. Truth. Just give it time.
Behavior, behavior, behavior. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet, and you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.